Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMS Radio. I'm your host, Charles Green. Today we'll be speaking with author Douglas Grady about his book, Door to Glory, Dialogues with Apostle John. Mr. Grady, do we have you on the line?
Yes, sir, and good morning. It's an honor to be on the show.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, right off the bat, will you let our listeners know a little bit about your book? What is Door to Glory about?
Okay. I had a dialogue with Apostle John. I myself was a Baptist, and I've had some questions about the Bible. So, evidently, my path took me to meet Apostle John through my job in Seattle. And that's how I met my meeting in Maryland. The book, mainly there are several key points I could share with you. The Bible was written over 2,000 years ago, and its information was channeled to the biblical writers from the higher power. The writers themselves, they just took the information, but they didn't really have much understanding of science and energy. So the book kind of like clarifies some of the questions. The 1,000 year of peace is the world right now. And it's due to a planetary alignment in the solar system. We're now inside the photon belt, where we're close to the great central sun of the entire universe. And this sun emits energies that provide love and light. And so we'll actually be there for 2,000 years. That's how long it takes for the universe to transverse through the belt region. So there's science behind it. Well, our mainstream science hasn't identified it. But through Apostle John, he clarified that we're in an age of enlightenment. Now, dark forces have been in control of our planet in over 5,000 years ago. The last time our universe was in the photon belt was during the time of Atlantis 13,000 years ago. That's how long it takes for our universe to, it goes around a loop, like every universe does. So in the book, I explain the nature of 1,000 year peace and how it can change the population. Our bodies are made up of carbon, which is 666, which is six electrons, six protons, six neutrons. Our DNA was compromised by the dark forces. We came into the world through 12 strands of DNA. But then they took away our strands through fear. When we become fear, we lose connection with God. And when that happens, fear the love of God, we can't make that with our neighbors. Like Jesus came down to teach, love thyself, love thy neighbor. we all are God, because we all are children of God. But God is in our hearts. So when we stay close to our hearts, then we're in tune with God. But the dark forces, like what's happening today, pandemic situation, they try to impose fear. And that fear will pull us away from our hearts. So Apostle John had warned about vaccinations, and this was like 5 or 6 years ago. Our bodies are sufficient to handle viruses. We need to keep ourselves healthy. However, the dark forces have sprayed GMOs, chemtrail, to poison our foods. So the purpose of this book is just to bring awareness that the dark forces are there to keep us from realizing who we really are. We are of the children of God.
It's just, it's such amazing insights that you've given this book that I'm sure the readers will be fascinated by, especially because you talk about sort of sections in the Bible, or as you already mentioned, the authors through their inspiration and trying to interpret it, that there are certain things that aren't in there that you were given access to. And it's just, it's such a holistic book. And I'm curious, if it's what I find so compelling, especially is your own journey to these revelations. If you could speak a little bit more about your experience with Apostle John and your journey to that and what it's like, I think the readers would find that extremely compelling. So would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I started my journey, my spiritual journey, back in 1997 when I was separated from my wife. The experience was devastating, so I needed to help to cope with the situation, so I started medicating. I found this book in a bookstore where I used to work. It's called The Book of Success. And in that book, it was written by an Indian yogi, Paramahansa Yoginandi. And in that book, it gave you, it talks about reincarnation, it talks about life after life, it talks about spiritual things. So I became interested. And I started reading his other books, and then I took his home study class. Now, this was before I met Apostle John. I met him back in 2011, 2012. So I had medicated before then. And so, through the course of medication, I woke up in the middle of the night. I felt this love in my heart. A fight awoke me up in the middle of the night. And I knew it was coming from God. The vibration was so powerful. It affected most of my mind and my heart. I didn't feel anything below. So I knew it impacted my soul. So that tells me what soul is. So I asked later on, I started exploring spirituality. I was mainly a churchgoer before then, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I attended First Baptist Church. And I brought up a lot of questions in the Bible study class. I brought up a lot of questions. that enabled me to pick up more things about the Bible. And then I got a job transfer to Seattle, Washington, where I met Apostle John through a chakra cleansing class. Marilyn, she taught the class. So when Apostle John came to her, her voice changed from a woman to a man's. It was amazing to see that transformation of her voice. So after that class, Marilyn invited me over to her house for her group classes. And Apostle John would be there to answer questions we may have. And when I asked this one question about reincarnation, he was like, whoa, I think this is the guy. Not many people are aware of this quote in the Bible. So during that time, I began writing, but that was for my previous book, Where's Your Light? Where I'm updating it now to a new revision. I hope to finish it by September, by August. So that's how I met Apostle John. He would call me Jacob during the course of our conversations. So I asked him, why are you calling me Jacob? I'm Doug. He says, I was Jacob in one of my past lives. I was among 120 disciples. It's the third group. It's the first group of the 12, and the second group was the 70, and the third group was the 120. That was during the time of the Pentecost. So I had no recollection of my past life, except that there was one, when I was reading the Bible, I noticed it's one special term that really got my attention. It came to on. So anyway, but that's how I met Apostle John.
No, I mean, that's such an amazing spiritual journey. And, you know, how, I mean, obviously, if in your past life you were of the third group of apostles, but still how you journeyed there from such hardship early on to finding this spiritual awakening, I think is just very inspiring for many people, especially those who may be going through difficult times, to see, as you said, that, you know, we're all children of God, and finding that love in your heart, especially these days in very dark times, as you had said. Now, in the book, you cover such an array of topics of information you've been given that really puts so much into perspective. I'm curious, if possible, if you could summarize what would be the main message you would want readers to take away from the book. If there's a core message for them, what would that be?
Well, I would say that we're in 1,000 years of peace, and that the forces of God are around us. The world is not going to end. The end time is really for the dark forces. It's not the end time for humanity. So the main message, we need to stay close to our hearts and forgive and love one another. We will continue to live after this life. There's no ending. We will exist pretty much forever.
You know, I find that to be such an important message these days, in regard to a lot of hopelessness that people feel, and as you put it, you know, the dark forces. And I think it's a very important message, and for our readers to see the complexities as you paint them out, and as it was revealed to you, to really see the truth behind things, but that, you know, as much as there's a dark truth there, and sinister things happening, but there is hope and there is love. I think it's just so important. So you mentioned a previous book, and I'm curious, you know, you've been given these insights. What brought you to writing, and what are you currently working on in terms of your writings and sharing all of this with the world?
It was written before I met Apostle John, so I'm updating it to reveal more of the truth. Basically, in this book, I'll talk about the nature of the dark forces and that we all are soul brothers and sisters, even though there are, you know, our souls, we come into our white bodies, black bodies, yellow, Chinese, Polish, different nationalities, and we've been divided. But we don't realize that we all came from the same source. Our old, ancient home is not even part of this universe. It's in a totally different realm. So God sent us here to bring the planet back to the planet of light. And, you know, it may take thousands of years, but we were sent here by God to help transform the planet. And we are coming to that point right now. But the dark side, the dark forces, been very hard trying to maintain their control. But we just have to stay close to our hearts, help one another, because people have more power, especially people with God, the most powerful force on the planet. So people need to come together and, you know, just keep the dark forces from controlling our lives.
No, what you say about, you know, us all coming from the same place and coming together, I think, is just so important. And I mean, people often forget that, and they become divided on this issue or that issue, and don't really see the universal and the humanity and the love that's at the heart of all of it. So no, I think that's really wonderful. And I you have a very clear reason or almost a moral imperative for writing these books. But I know for many people, many of our listeners are authors. What advice do you have for other authors to try and get their word out, to get their work out? This book is complex and beautiful, and you clearly put a lot of time. And I'm just curious, as a writer, if you have any advice for our listeners who may be trying to get their own book out there.
First thing, write from your heart. That's where your passion comes from. If you have a passion for writing, obviously you are asked by God to write. So just listen to your heart. If it feels good, then you're on the right track. That's the best advice I can give.
I think that's terrific advice, and I think that applies for most anybody. And you can always tell, I think, the difference, no matter how maybe even just skilled a writer is, when it comes from the heart or when it doesn't. And your work, well, I know, definitely comes from quite a high place, but definitely the passion that you write with and present this with is it's rather infectious to get people to understand the things you're saying. And I think it's just terrific. I'm curious, is there anything else you want to let our listeners know, either about yourself, the book, your message, anything else you'd like people to know?
Sure. when you are close to God, you allow God to lead your life. When you stay close to your heart, all the answers are there. When the Bible talks a lot about staying close to your heart and not allowing your ego lead you astray. So people might not realize, because the fear is so powerful, that they may not have a lot of confidence with the way things are going. But it's part of the universal law, which is free will. God has to allow free will to take course. So the dark forces are, they do what they want. But God knows that love overcomes fear. When people are aware that they are children of God and God is loving, they have nothing to lose. Now, we all have a journey to pursue. John says, before I came to Earth, I was up in Nirvana, which is a temporary way station. That's where we go to after we die. And we stay there for the time being to heal away the wounds from a previous life. And then once we recover, we'll be taking lessons up there to help us to achieve our goals for our next journey. Now, there's one hint. Before I get to that, I was told by John that I was prepared to come to the planet to write books. So obviously that was in my heart, but I didn't know until I had the spiritual awakening. But back in 1999, I can remember that very well. So we all have a journey to live, but the only way for us to know what that journey is to follow through our hearts. Then we know we're on the right track. Good. We're on the right track. But whatever does not feel good, we're not on the right track. And some changes need to be made. Like, for example, lately I've been working, trying to meet the deadlines at work. I'm an engineer. Mm-hmm. And my health started to deteriorate because of it. So that is a message that I am overdoing myself. So I need to sit back and relax and get myself recovered. So whenever we're feeling the pain, that means it's a message that we need to change what we're doing.
I think that you know, the way you put that was just so eloquent and so beautiful and so applicable to everybody. I mean, I think that as simple as it sounds, it's such a profound truth that everyone can take to heart. But I do recommend and that all of our listeners pick up a copy of the book to really delve into all of the things that you have presented in such a nuanced but accessible way. And Mr. Grady, it was such a pleasure speaking with you today. And thank you for talking with me and for writing your book. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure, and I hope to speak with you again soon.
Will do. Okay. We'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. That was author Douglas Grady discussing his book, Door to Glory, Dialogues with Apostle John. This has been Charles Green with Author Marketing Services Radio. And as always, remember to read on.